I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, are unmarried black women putting aside the idea of family for the sake of their careers? We talk about why some black women have yet to find Mr. Right. Yelly, I mean you. But first, it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here. What's up, Lee?
Hey there. Well, this week we discussed how a shaky economy has some rethinking their college dreams. Allison, we talked about how some high school graduates are deciding to skip or delay college, and also how some college graduates are going back to school for graduate degrees after facing a bleak job market. Now, after our story aired, we heard from a lot of listeners who told us they could relate to both of these predicaments, including Elizabeth. She had this to say.
I'm a recent graduate, and I have now gone on to graduate school, not just because I want to advance myself in my career, but also to defer my student loans and try to figure out how I'm going to find a job when I get out of school to provide some type of sustenance for me, as well as paying off my loans.
Okay, Elizabeth, good luck with that. Lee, speaking of colleges, President Obama recently signed a proclamation honoring historically black colleges, or HBCUs. And on Wednesday, we talked about the mission of these institutions and how many of them are facing financial hardships. But one listener who blogs under the name Lee, that's not secretly you, is it?
Not quite.
Just saying, has mixed feelings about the president's commitment to HBCUs.
Didn't the Obama administration cut funding to HBCUs earlier this year? HBCUs are not perfect, but they are fully committed to the mission of educating these students. While this proclamation is well-deserved, it seems to ring a little hollow without the appropriate financial support to back it up.
Well, thanks for that comment, but there are different perspectives on the Obama administration's financial support for HBCUs. The president did not actually cut general funding, but eliminated the extra $85 million that black institutions received because of a 2007 change in student loan laws. And Allison, moving on, Monday we spoke with Stephanie Cummington Armstrong, author of the book Not All Black Girls Know How to Eat. Armstrong talked to us about her struggle for years with bulimia.
Actually, Lee, that prompted quite a few of our listeners to share their own stories with us. Here's Katie.
I kind of come to realize that I've struggled with eating disorders in the past, and even now I kind of go into a binging state where I won't eat for a while if I'm depressed. And, you know, as soon as I get past that depression, then I'll start eating again. And, I mean, that is a eating disorder. I've never really considered that before.
Thanks, Katie. And Allison, before we go, the million-dollar question is, where in the world is Michelle Martin? Here's a message we received from a caller.
Hey, Michelle. This is Ben Hooks calling, lady. Missed you this past week. Your homegirls are holding the fort down, but just want to let you know that we miss you. I know that my day is just not the same without you in it. So once again, I'm praying that everything's all right and hope to hear you soon.
Thanks, Ben. I will give Michelle your message. And thanks to everyone for the get well wishes. Michelle is very much alive, trust me, and getting better. We all miss her, and she will be back with us sometime next week.
And thank you so much, Lee.
Thank you, Allison.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. Tell us more. You can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our new website where you can read more from fellow listeners and enjoy a simpler social networking experience. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, and then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.